Giotto's Bell Tower. The bell tower of the Cathedral of Santa Maria del Fiore in Florence is 84.70 meters high and about 15 meters wide. It is called Giotto's Bell Tower because he indeed designed it following his appointment in 1334 as master builder of the Fabbrica del Duomo. It was completed, however, after his death in 1337, under the supervision of Andrea Pisano and later of Francesco Talenti. According to several scholars, a drawing held in the Museo dell'Opera of the Cathedral of Siena should reflect the building's original project, which included its termination in a cusp, which, however, was not built. Before his death, Giotto in all likelihood followed work directly on site up to the completion of the base. The great sculptor Andrea Pisano continued the work up to the completion of the first two stories, substantially respecting Giotto's project. He also sculpted the famous panels of the allegories and the activities of man, several of which on drawings by Giotto himself, which are today held in the nearby Museo dell'Opera del Duomo. The reliefs begin with the creation of man, and then continue with the representation of his activities, the planets that regulate the course of his existence, the virtues that fortify him, the liberal arts that educate him, and the sacraments that sanctify him. The construction of the bell tower was completed between 1348 and 1359, circa. Giotto's formal models are evident in the multicolored marble facing that characterizes the base, and for the decorative fasciae that still evoke the flavor of the geometric decorative inlay stonework typical of the architecture of medieval Italy and known as Cosmatesque. According to several 14th-century sources, Giotto did not provide the walls of the base with sufficient thickness, which therefore caused a few constructional problems that were in part corrected by his successors.